From Emergence. To a reader. It's not simple, the way here. You have to be driven, like a refugee leaving behind everything but yourself, or drawn as in a magnetic field, possibly toward destruction, like the Night King lured deeper and deeper into an alien land. Not many hazard such a journey, so uninviting, so risky. Near here I stood on a slope, nothing but gravel, not a shrub, not a paper cup. Gravel sliding, slipping toward the edge, falling off. You have to examine the view minutely to discover anything human inhabiting the scene. To be honest, I moved here to remove myself. I was too close. Waking, doing, sleeping blurred my vision. The unseen left something foul on the window, in the lungs, every act tinged with verdigris. Error, helplessness, annoyance, even praise rang in my ears like clamor. Vestiges of wounded flesh flashed on and off in my brain. The way we were living made me afraid. Here the past sits on a bench, a dwarfish man, attended to when the need arises. Not obeyed. Let it be over now. Those who do not remove the barricade. Repeat, like a family clearing out a widow's house, where not one speaks to the other but cooks or folds or reads according to a habit made rigid by time. What can I offer you who must have been driven to come this way, willing to enter my darkness as if it were your own, leaving even friends behind? But how can you speak to me? Now here, break the urn of remembrance and longing for what was not. Scatter the ash. What else can we do? The future approaches midair. A girl who whirls in a ruffled skirt. She can act. She can play the flute. She won a blue ribbon at hurdles. And when she laughs, earth quiets down. Perhaps the wind will whisper a word, a phrase. Perhaps something will call from below. We could begin a line.